Hello and welcome to the Cardinal News of Virginia, a podcast from Cardinal News. We're a nonprofit independent newsroom serving Southwest and Southside Virginia at cardinalnews.org. I'm Lisa Rowan. The Cardinal podcast is sponsored by West Piedmont Regional Adult Education, helping to build skills and earn credentials for sustainable employment and self-sufficiency. Contact WPRAE.com. This week, we're doing something a little different. We are joined by Cardinal News' Audience Engagement and Retention Manager, Laura Cabetta Chumesi. And Laura joined us in the fall. She's been involved in one of our latest initiatives here at Cardinal to increase our coverage of the New River Valley. Laura, thanks for being here.
I'm so excited to be here.
Laura, you have an extensive background as a journalist, starting in high school, working at publications in Culpeper, Virginia, and Richmond, and Memphis, Tennessee, before moving to Southwest Virginia and joining us here at Cardinal. Can you explain your role in audience engagement and how that compares to what we often think of as the traditional work of a news reporter? I think a lot of people aren't familiar with what an engagement manager does or what audience engagement really means.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I see my role as like what I like to call chief listener, to understand kind of what our communities want and need from us, and, you know, be able to get at, okay, so what are the stories that we're missing? What's the information that people need to make better choices in their lives, you know, just to be more informed citizens? And ideally, like all of that usually aligns, like what we're putting out matches what like people need, but sometimes it doesn't. And so this role is an opportunity to make sure that those things align and be able to listen well to our communities that we're in.
Yeah, it's one of those things where when you are in a very large geographic region, especially, there's a lot of listening that can be done at any news publication. But I feel like at one that covers such a wide region, it's especially important to be listening to what our readers want, to what our readers need in a time where a lot of news resources have gone away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because a lot of times, I mean, we have an advantage of being in the communities that we're reporting with, in, you know, like that's not always the case with the news organizations, especially like national ones where they come in and whatever. So there's already that advantage of like when you're living in a place, you have a better pulse of what's going on, but there's still, there may not always be like a 100% connection there. And so that's what this role is about, is to make sure that the vast array of perspectives are represented in what we do, and that people actually find our stuff like relevant and useful to them.
Cardinal recently launched a weekly newsletter specifically for readers in the New River Valley or people who are particularly interested in that region. So this includes Blacksburg, Christiansburg, Pulaski County, Radford, the surrounding areas. Tell me about the move to make this Cardinal's first location-specific weekly newsletter. It's the first of its kind. Why do we choose this area?
Well, part of it is because we're trying to expand our coverage in the New River Valley. So we have freelancers who report on the New River Valley from time to time. And then if, you know, some of our topics that we write about touch on the New River Valley, even our staff, you know, write about that. But we've never had like a dedicated full-time reporter who is their sole focus is the New River Valley. And a lot of our readers come from the New River Valley. Right after Roanoke, New River Valley is like number two. And we're talking about like who reads Cardinal News the most and is invested in what we do. And so this newsletter is a way to kind of be a launching pad for building not only financial support, but a better understanding of what is actually needed in the New River Valley, so that when we do hire a reporter, they have, you know, kind of a really nice runway to go on. And so, you know, we're so fortunate that we have so many stories coming out every day across our region, but it's really easy for those stories to get lost on the website if you're just coming to the website fresh, if you're like looking specifically for like near where you live. And so this newsletter is a way to kind of streamline that delivery of saying, okay, here's the stories that we're working on that are just about the New River Valley that goes straight to your inbox. And you don't have to look around our site if you're interested in just that geographical area.
I had mentioned a couple of the parts of the New River Valley, but it expands beyond that too. Like, how would you describe the New River Valley and the places that are included in that definition?
Yeah, so in addition to Montgomery County, which includes Blacksburg, which would kind of be like the center in a sense because of just the amount of people in the kind of economic center, but also Giles County, Wythe County, Carroll County, Pulaski, I believe Bland is also part of that as well.
Yeah.
And so just being able to, oh, and of course, Floyd County. And so being able to recognize that there's a lot of different lived experiences across the region. You know, Giles County is very different than Montgomery County. And being able to have someone dedicated to this region helps us get to more of those nuances as opposed to just kind of here and there stories.
We've talked a little bit about having maybe a reporter full time in the New River Valley. It's on our wish list, but until we get to then, because there's a lot of steps that need to happen to, you know, raise the funds and be confident that we can hire a dedicated reporter for a geographic region. What else can we look forward to in terms of coverage of the New River Valley or events or different things that will be maybe added on along with the newsletter?
Yeah, yeah. So one thing, if you've noticed kind of some patterns with our coverage in the New River Valley, we have our agenda stories series of being able to preview public meetings so that people are aware of decisions before they happen. We've had that off and on already, but the hope is that we'll be able to increase that in Montgomery County and Giles County and all of the counties that are represented in the New River Valley. But we also hope to start having conversations with small groups of people throughout the region to be able to ask these questions of like, how is it that we can better serve you and your community? Like, what are the information needs? And that's kind of like a, I don't know, just a term of just to be able to say, like, what is it that you need access to that we can help with when it comes to what your elected officials are up to? Or even just like, who are the interesting people that you know, should be amplified and the cool things that they're doing, the solutions that they're putting forth to the community's problems, you know, all those sorts of things. And so our hope is that we're going to start doing some, you know, whether it's those kind of small conversations or maybe even other types of events where we can get more people together to talk about where is our community and where do we see it going and how can we get there? And what is the kind of information that they need from us to help make those informed decisions?
It's a really interesting approach to think that we are a totally online publication, but we're talking about going and meeting people in person and making those connections. And this isn't a question that I prepped you for, so I hope you'll sort of roll with me. But have you had past experiences in audience engagement or as a reporter where you have built those relationships sort of in these listening groups, I would call them? And I'm wondering how people react to that or how willing they are to talk to reporters or audience managers in a time where there's a lot of distrust in news.
Yeah, I think these in-person gatherings are part of what helps repair that because it breaks down that kind of artificial barrier of like, you're online, you're this like entity that I don't really know. Like I can get to know through like your coverage, but like who's behind this? Like who, what's your agenda? You know, like all these kind of things, like those things can't really be solved truly, I don't think, unless there's touch points in person to be able to say, like, these are the people, we're your neighbors, you know, I'm based in Christiansburg, I'm in the New River Valley, you know, and being able to break down whatever questions people have about our motivations, how we're funded, how we decide which stories get published and which ones don't, like these very basic questions. I think they're super valid, and so it's important for us to be able to explain ourselves and earn that trust and not just expect that people will just, you know, come to us because we're the biggest, you know, news in town. You know, we need to be able to build those relationships from the ground up. And I think in person is always the best way to do that. And we can do as much as we can online too, but without those touch points in person, I think it becomes a lot harder.
Yeah. So definitely the mix is important in sort of reaching people where they are and having those conversations, however people are comfortable having them and at the depth that they're comfortable with or getting comfortable with a cold email versus a warm conversation, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. And just being available. And so that, you know, over time that rhythm becomes where it's like, it's not like this news organization is preaching at us, you know, with whatever information. It's a two-way conversation. It's a way for us to be able to reflect the needs that people say that they have when it comes to news and learning more about the community that they're in. And for the most part, when you're living in a place, yes, you can do that on your own, but there's so much that that you can't necessarily always connect with without a little bit of help. And that's how I kind of see our role.
We've talked a little bit about in-person engagement, but talk to me a little bit about the audience survey that's going to be coming up. It may be live when this podcast comes out. We'll have to see the exact date. We're recording a little bit in advance, but tell me about the audience survey, who it's for, and what we're hoping to learn from our readers.
Yes. So, we're going to be launching our first audience survey coming up soon. And it's a mix. So a part of it is being able to understand people's regular news habits, like how and when do they usually interact with news, not just us, but just news in general. And that can vary from like first thing in the morning, you know, to like, I avoid it at all costs, you know, like there's everyone in between. And all, you know, and just being able to understand like how people prioritize news, how they access it, whether it's through particular devices, whether it's on their computer or on their phone or through apps, they prefer newsletters, whatever the case may be. And then also we want to learn more about how people perceive Cardinal News. Like what are the things that we're doing well? What are the things that we can be improving upon? What are things we're missing completely that we can do better at? So it's really something that we are hoping that people who interact with us, whether it's once a month to once a day, to be able to just share their thoughts and feedback so that we can improve what we do. And sometimes we can get some of, you know, we can get ideas of that from whether it's things that people will send to us or, you know, we have conversations out in the community, but we want to be able to have a little bit more systematic way of understanding that. And that's what the audience survey is for.
And how can people find that survey? I know we're recording a little bit ahead, so we may need to be a little bit vague, but where should people be looking if they are interested in taking the survey and helping us out?
Yeah, so we'll be everywhere that people already interact with us as a news organization. So if you're subscribed to one of our newsletters, you'll be getting an email. If you follow us on social media, you'll get notifications there as well on our pages. So wherever you normally interact with us, you'll see something that will direct you to the audience survey, and it'll be no more than 10 to 15 minutes of your time. And that can feel like a lot, but it'll really, really be helpful for us to know how to better serve you. So we consider it kind of like a 10 to 15 minute investment in our work so that we can better serve our communities.
And if you are interested in signing up for any of our newsletters, including the New River Valley weekly newsletter, if you go to cardinalnews.org, there is a newsletters button that is navy blue at the top of the webpage on the right side. So you can click on that and select the newsletters that you are interested in, and you can get the news right to your inbox. You don't have to go looking for it, which I always love. Laura, thanks so much for joining us. How can people reach you if they want to get in touch and learn more about the work you do with Cardinal?
Yeah, so I'm on the staff page and my email should be there, but it's laura@cardinalnews.org. I cherish every email that I get, so please, please don't hesitate to reach out if there's questions that you have or feedback and you're like, I don't want to fill out the survey, but I do have some thoughts, that is also welcome. I truly believe in leaning into hard conversations. If there's things that like you just feel like we're not getting, that we need to do better at, like, let's talk. If there's things that we're doing great that you think we should keep doing forever, I also want to hear that too. So just think of me as the chief listener of Cardinal News, and my door's always open. So yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for joining us, Laura.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Cardinal News of Virginia. Thanks to our sponsor, West Piedmont Regional Adult Education, to Sean Eddy of Eddy Alexander for production support, and to Cardinal News' own Zach Shelton. Read all of our paywall-free local news coverage at cardinalnews.org. I'm Lisa Rowan. Take care now.